This goes to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, like November, Lee, L-I. Fax is 989-584-0307. Regarding Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Date of birth, September 10th of 1955. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Richards with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 16th of 2022. She's had some changes since her last visit. A few medications were adjusted. Trulicity was increased, and then she developed severe hypoglycemia, and her Effexor was also decreased while Celexa was being titrated up, but she developed severe dizziness and did not tolerate the tapering plan. She actually had to go to ER due to really severe hypoglycemia. And also she had very large blood clots in her right leg, and one was from the groin all the way down to the knee. Now she's currently on Xarelto 20 milligram a day. Since that blood clot was found. She does see Dr. Brittany Thomas, a hematologist for management, and Dr. Thomas has told her she might be able to be taken off Xarelto, but she's not sure at this time. She had a left breast, a mammogram of both breasts, and then the left breast had a suspicious spot on it. She was going to have a biopsy and then developed cellulitis. And an abscess, so she had to have an incision and drainage. And when the left breast ultrasound was repeated, everything was cleared up, and the spot was gone. She does have a continuous blood sugar monitor currently also. It's a Libra 3, and she's able to monitor her blood sugars continuously. The Libra 3 alarms when levels are too low or too high. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have COPD and does use inhalers and occasionally needs nebulizer for wheezing and shortness of breath, but not within several months. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Also, Trulicity, back to the regular dose. Her 2JO insulin is 56 units once a day. And for pain, she uses Tylenol arthritis. Physical exam. Weight is 205 pounds. And she's unable to get a blood pressure at home today. And the weight is a 5-pound increase over the last 10 months. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 20th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.54, which is stable. Calcium 10.3, albumin 4.2. Electrolytes are normal. Her estimated GFR is 37, and the microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 61.8, so consistent with microalbuminuria. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression, no indications for dialysis. 2, COPD, stable, no exacerbation. 3, hypertension. 4, diabetic nephropathy. Currently monitoring blood sugar with the Libra 3 device. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She was mailed a new lab order as the old one had expired, and she will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.